Russia has very few allies standing by it as it continues its brutal attack on Ukraine. One exception, Beijing has kept up ties with Moscow, while at the same time trying to hold on to economic relations with Europe and North America. Can China have it both ways? With us now is Bonnie Lin. She directs the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies, a think tank in D.C. Bonnie, welcome.
Thank you, Scott. It's great to join you.
Good to talk to you. Now, about a month ago, Vladimir Putin went to China during the Beijing Olympics, and the two countries issued a joint statement on their friendship having no limits. But now a number of analysts think Beijing did not expect Russia to actually invade Ukraine. Do you think China might have miscalculated here?
Well, regardless of whether China knew Putin was going to go into Ukraine or not, it's for sure that China miscalculated in terms of how the international community would respond. It's possible that China knew Russia was going to take some form of military action in Ukraine, but China might not have expected the full extent that we're seeing right now.
And what is it about the response from the Europeans, from North America, that really has Beijing wondering, you know, if it chose the right side?
So what we're seeing right now is that China's continued support for Russia is pitting China against the United States, against the European Union, Ukraine, and the international community at large. So thus far, China has refused to denounce Russia and has not called Russia's actions an invasion, though it has recognized it is now a conflict. Even though China has called for negotiation and dialogue, it's not clear at all that China is doing anything significant right now to encourage or pressure Russia to change course. Instead, what we're seeing is news reporting that China is considering buying more stakes in Russian energy and commodity companies. So I think there's a growing perception that China is further aligning itself with Russia, and China is responsible for Russian aggression and atrocities in Ukraine. There's also a related issue, which is that China's current position is causing the United States, EU, and international community to have an increasingly negative perception of China. And finally, the third thing is that as this conflict moves forward more, China's position on Russia is likely to have wider repercussions on China's economy, as well as China's relations with the West.
And let me ask you about Taiwan. Of course, when Russia invaded Ukraine, many thought it might give Beijing a green light to invade Taiwan, which it has threatened to do for years. Is now Beijing potentially seeing a preview of what a global reaction might be, isolating its economy, hyperinflation, global pariah?
I hope that's one of the lessons that Beijing takes from the situation in Ukraine and international response to Ukraine. So far in this conflict, we're seeing exactly what you mentioned, significant international support for Ukraine. And this support isn't just limited to countries in Europe, right? We're seeing countries in the Indo-Pacific, elsewhere, also standing up and saying, we'll join in the sanctions on Russia. We will contribute where needed. At the same time, we're also seeing that the Russian military did not do as well in Ukraine as they thought it would. So when China looks at this, it should be taking away the lessons that you just mentioned, which is an invasion of Taiwan is going to be much more difficult than the current invasion of Ukraine. And yet right now, Russia is facing significant opposition on the ground, as well as significant international pushback. But I also wonder if Chinese experts might be thinking, well, given the pressure that Ukraine is under, maybe we can play that up and hope that maybe the Taiwan people will be looking at that and don't want themselves to be in Ukraine's position.
So as I hear you, Bonnie, talk about these costs to China for aligning with Russia, are you saying that ideally China would rather kind of sit on the fence so it can maintain ties with Russia and economic ties with Europe and economic ties with the U.S.?
That would be China's ideal situation, but it can't really sit on the fence, right? Because the perception that China is not really taking much action is creating the view in the United States and international community that China is supporting Russia. So right now that's what it's trying to do, but it's not how it's being perceived. And also, it's also not reflective in terms of the China-Russia relations. Because if China maintains business as usual with Russia, what that means is China is in essence providing Russia an economic lifeline as Russia faces international sanctions.
And finally, can I ask you about Xi Jinping? given his relationship with Vladimir Putin, is there any possibility that she could use his influence to pressure Putin to end the war, to change his strategy in Ukraine?
You know, there's been a lot of speculation that Xi Jinping might be the only one who could pressure Putin or have influence over Putin. But I'm not sure the two leaders have that type of relationship. I think China holds lots of cards, given how important China's economy is to Russia. And if China could use some of its economic influence, I think that could have quite a bit of influence on Putin. But unfortunately, I don't think that's how Xi Jinping views his relationship with Putin. It's more of, you know, dialogue, equality, and trying to convince the other side without imposing costs on the other side.
Mani Lin directs the China Power Project at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. Bonnie, thanks for the time.
Oh, thank you very much.